We're going to keep moving down our agenda today. We have Second Century Habitat Fund Gala Report. Brian Beshore, the Executive Director of the Second Century Habitat Foundation, is here. Welcome, Brian.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Thank you, Chris. Yeah. Fellow commissioners, Madam Chair said, I should give you an update on our event this past Saturday, the gala, our inaugural event for those of you that attended. I don't have to say much, but for those of you that missed out, pictures say more than words, and we have a short little video. Nick's going to queue up here. We'll just start it off with that. Chris is going to queue it up. Yep. To say this was a success may be an understatement, but it certainly doesn't go and move as smooth as it did from my eyes, and hopefully from everybody else's, without the support of our all-volunteer board and Secretary Roebling's staff, which most of you are in the room, and I see you, and Scott here, and Tom, who sit over here, the help of all you volunteers made this thing happen. Without you, it doesn't. We're not a staff of 20 or 30 people. We're a staff of a couple with a lot of volunteers. So it was a pretty monumental task that went well. We had about 680 season tickets sold and or spoken for, and out of that about 470 attended, which filled the room up pretty well. And the auction and live auction items all went, you know, either at or above market value, bringing in over $320,000. There's still some more donation checks rolling in. Received a few phone calls and emails of people that wanted just to electronically send a check from their company. Then, of course, we, you know, bookended that with the drawing the truck and boat raffle winner that night as well, which clearly doesn't happen without support of GFP on that. Secretary and his team making that happen up to $382,000. Fortunately, that's even higher than we thought. So it's a good surprise. About 5,000 entries to that. That individual picked that truck and boat up this morning with his wife and 1-year-old child, excuse me, just got married a couple of years ago, just bought 60 acres, was at a fishing tournament and got sixth place the other day when I called him, drew his first elk tag, told him he needs to go buy a lottery ticket, and he's like, he's on roll. So, but he actually has quite a story on the 1,000 trees he's planted on his property last year. Part of that story was they just got married at Sylvan Lake, I believe it was 2 years ago, and they used soil from his wife's farm and his farm and planted a tree at there with it. So you'll see the press release coming out on that, but it's Ross Galke. He said I could go ahead and tell everybody that. So it's not a secret, but you need to get permission to release too much information on Ross. So extremely successful, but all in all, with that said, that's about $700,000 raised at the gala event, as well with the truck and boat raffle. We had the CEO, Maryland Vetter from Pheasants Forever, there present us with the $50,000 donation for the Winter Storm Initiative program. We matched that, and then with pledges that night, that puts that up to $275,000, and that'll be going back to Secretary Rowland GFP's team to implement some food plots and thermal covers and stuff throughout the state, hopefully later this fall or early next spring, to provide more habitat for the birds and the wildlife that had to, you know, endure extreme conditions this winter. So, as you saw on the end of the video there, that gentleman, the musician, there's Coffee Anderson, I would say was probably the hit of the evening, did a beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner to kick the event off, and then followed up with a real intimate acoustic show at the night with some stories. He was great. Salt of the earth type of guy, and hopefully we can have him back for something again, and hopefully we do this again. It doesn't need to happen anytime soon. Like a little break from that for a while, but it will happen again soon, and we hope to see you all there. So any questions for me?
Yeah, very good. It was an excellent event. Any questions for Brian or comments? I know many of the commissioners were able to make it. Very good. Great job to your team and you, Brian. Thank you.